With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. The State Department says the number of Americans killed since the outbreak of the war between Israel and Hamas has risen to 30. Meanwhile, the Israeli military ordered people living in 28 communities near the Lebanese border to evacuate. The order Monday comes as there's been an increasing cross-border fire between Israel and the Lebanese Shiite militia Hezbollah. Israeli Defense Forces spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Peter Lerner tells ABC's This Week the order affects communities within 1.2 miles of the border.
I would highly recommend that Hezbollah watch very closely what is happening to Hamas and their organization in Gaza as we speak. If they have, they should be very cautious of crossing that threshold, because we are determined to defend the state of Israel.
Meanwhile, President Biden urging Israel not to occupy Gaza.
The president has been steadfast in his support of Israel since the surprise Hamas attack more than a week ago. He has denounced the terrorists and supported Israel's right to defend. But Mr. Biden told CBS's 60 Minutes that it would be a big mistake if Israeli troops occupied Gaza. He also called on Israel, Egypt, and other nations to allow for humanitarian aid and supplies into the worsening conflict zone. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, the Commerce Department reports on retail sales for September on Tuesday. The Federal Reserve issues its monthly industrial production report for September also on Tuesday, while the National Association of Realtors issues its home sales report for September on Thursday. Shares have fallen in Asia as investors braced for an expected invasion of Gaza by Israel. Tokyo's benchmark sank nearly 2%. On Wall Street, Dow futures are up 87 points. NASDAQ's ahead by nearly 29. This is SRN News. A Christian relief agency is at work in Armenia.
Samaritan's Purse has airlifted 30 tons of food, blankets, and solar lights to assist suffering Christian families fleeing their homes in mostly Muslim Azerbaijan to safety in mostly Christian Armenia. More than 100,000 people have been on the move, and the Armenian government is not able to handle the sudden influx. Samaritan's Purse is urging believers in this country to pray for the refugees and that peace will hold between the two neighboring countries. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The family of a transgender 9-year-old in North Carolina is suing state health officials to block a law barring children from underage undergoing sex change operations. Parents claim that the ban will force their child to undergo a traumatic wrong gender puberty. In Montana, a group of plaintiffs is challenging a new measure defining the term sex as meaning only male or female. Several of the laws are being challenged in court. SRN News. A former Connecticut police officer is suspected of being a serial burglar, committing 30 or more thefts in three states, including the community he patrols.
Former Glastonbury police officer Patrick Hemingway is believed to have targeted safes and cash registers at restaurants and businesses in Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Massachusetts. A newly unsealed warrant cited in multiple news reports says surveillance videos show a suspect possibly resembling the 37-year-old and that he left behind a bag containing a lock-picking toolkit when he resigned from the police department in September. Images of a vehicle resembling one owned by Hemingway's wife were spotted at multiple break-ins. He was charged last month with computer crimes and making a false statement. The judge said more charges were expected. The former officer is being held on $1 million bond. I'm Julie Walker.
More details at SRNNews.com.